what if machine. Show us what would happen if a group of four people, adventurers, if you will, from across the stars, went into an alien insect's hive, eventually after many, many hours spent in a corridor, found their way into the queen's hive chamber, and then had a fight with that queen alien insect from space.
Ooh, and make them have a range of emotional disorders.
Yeah, give them all some really serious issues that they need to work through. Not the characters, the people playing them.
Why not both?
Why not both?
And neither of them have any tools to deal with those things, so they just resort to violence.
Yeah, and make the guy that's controlling the alien insect and the environment around them just a raging alcoholic.
I mean, that's like at least 2/3 of that group.
Make them all raging alcoholics. 2/3. That's generous. I think you're the only one that's not.
And I just destroy my life in myriad other ways. So, you know.
You make a lot of references to your dad.
No, I don't. Shut up. You're not my dad.
That is true. Anyway, what if machine? show us what if that.
Yeah. Wait, are we going to get sued for this one?
What?
Are we going to get sued for this one? Is this copyright? No, it's not copyright.
I don't think you can copyright a what if machine. Now, if we were using the thing longer.
Oh, God. No, you've mentioned it. Jesus, I can hear them. I can hear the lawyers. They have wings.
Fox are coming for us. Fox are coming.
Is that a paraglider? That's a paralegal on a paraglider. Ah!
There are three stalagmites that loom from the cavern floor, about 25 foot in height, sort of curving inwards. They seem to be arranged almost equidistant from a metal platform raised 15 feet off the ground, in the centre of which you can see a Zamaron figure, who looks different to others you've seen. This one is smaller, less bulky than the soldiers you've encountered, less bulky even than the workers that you've seen. The colouring on the exoskeleton is more vibrant than any workers you've seen. It appears to be working at some sort of computer. Its arms are delving into these clouded grey panels that you've seen. And the hologram above that panel shifts and changes, showing some star charts and occasionally a flicker of a creature that you can't quite make out. As the door behind you starts to shut and then sort of clunks into this corpse of a Zamaron soldier, Dora, Rebook, and Hud, you all hear a sound. You hear this voice. It doesn't sound like it's coming from anywhere in particular. It sounds like it's being whispered into your ear. And it just says, "It appears you have company." And Dumas, you don't hear anything. You notice that the other three twitch their head a little bit. As they hear something. What?
Why is every other fucker hear something?
Well, there's a reason for that, and you don't know it yet.
Smashed on facts, that's why.
The other three of you, you feel like the hairs on the back of your neck stand on end. And it kind of feels a little bit as if the room went cold. And Dumas, you still just... You can see them all kind of reacting, and you're a little bit like, "The fuck is this?" As the voice fades for the other three of you, you spot a movement of antenna that twitches and swivels round towards the entrance. And then the Zamaron figure slowly spins on the platform and says, "Well, there was always a risk of a light guard on the colony, but some pests would make their way in."
When you say "says," are they saying this without words?
That is a good question. No, this is not sounds you're hearing coming from the creature. This is all you hear as if this Zamaron has stood right in front of you. Specifically, like, knowing whether or not it's actually talking, whether its mouth is moving, you can't see that from this distance. But it very much feels like this is coming from within your own head.
I like how I got away with the word "mouth words" then.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. You hear this voice in your head, each of you. "Well, there was always a risk of a light guard on the colony, that some pests would make their way in. Getting so far is impressive, especially without flight." And then Reason you feel this pressure on the scent of your forehead. Addendum. Well, that's interesting. I suppose this one is how you managed to find your way here. I'm surprised they sent so few. I suppose even knowing as much as they do about us, there is that primal fear that your kind is so incapable of overcoming.
Dumas is just going to quickly cast Enlarge on himself.
Oh, it's not the time. It's not the time for that.
And Dumas, you do grow.
Dumas.
And it's impressive.
And the Zamora in the centre, you see it flexes its wings, rises up about 10 feet so that it's still a little bit higher up than you, and says, a fine trick.
Trick's what a whore does for money.
This is an illusion, Michael. Hud is going to aim at the creature with his microcannon, and he's just going to say out loud, am I speaking to the manager?
I am the Queen of the Zamora, yes. If you're looking for the sovereign, well, she is unnecessary at this point.
I do the equivalent of sort of racking the slide on my microcannon. I just say, I think we'll decide what's relevant. Where's the queen?
That is, I feel like I am the Queen of the Zamoron.
Oh, right. So hang on. So who's the sovereign then?
You, the...
We want to speak to the man of the house.
Wait, no, I think I might have missed something there. Because you said she's the queen, but not the sovereign?
Yeah. You feel more than hear the impatience in her voice, and she says, the sovereign is a fool and a relic of our past. I rule any Zamoron worth ruling.
Yeah, I lean over to Reebok and say, sounds like there's trouble in paradise. Which is really obviously conspicuous because I'm like 9 feet tall at this point.
Yeah, not too much. She does try and do this and says, you get that I'm telepathic, right? I'm not. Like, I know. There was.
Hey. What am I thinking?
You're thinking you'd like to kill me.
No. Really, really, what am I thinking? And Hud's going to concentrate really hard. And just one thought moves to the front of his mind. And it's just slow, a little pink cloud. And slowly it coalesces in the font of bubble writing, like the kind of stuff that you do in primary school, just into the words, fuck you.
Roll an intelligence check to manage that coherently.
That is a 11.
A fork stew.
Close enough. And then I shoot her.
Oh, that sounds lovely. I want a fork stew.
I want a fork stew too.
All right, roll an attack.
First one is a 25. And that does 8 points of damage if it hits.
It does hit. Wait, hang on, does it? Let me check.
If 25 doesn't hit, we're fucked.
No, it does hit. How much points of damage does it do?
8 points. And I'm going to use a stunt dice on it. I'm going to do a flash burst. So upon a successful hit from a melee or range attack, you can unleash a burst of energy upon your target. You add your stunt die to the attack's damage roll, and the target must make a dexterity saving throw or become blinded until the end of its next turn. So I get to roll one more dice of damage. So that's another 4 damage on top of that. And it has to make a dexterity saving throw of 14.
It got a 22.
Okay, it's not blind. And do I get to make my second attack as well?
I'm going
to
say yes.
Okay. Oh, that one's not as good. That's a 20 non-natural.
That will also hit.
No, that's 14 points of damage.
Okay. I had an extra 1 to her hit points. That would have made her unkillable. Sure. So you do that, and I guess the fight started now.
I rolled a 9.
I got a 22.
So that's a 20 for Rebook and a 15 for the drone.
Dumas, what did you get for your initiative?
Just whatever I needed, baby.
Good argument.
Hang on, refresh me. Why are we rolling initiative?
Because Hud shot a thing.
Queen waspy woman.
The negotiations were short.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Can I retcon it? Just like if anyone wants to like say anything else to the queen before. Oh.
Oh, okay. I didn't roll it, but I've just rolled it, and it was terrible. I have rolled a 7.
7. Okay.
7.
That's poor.
That was quickly as Len from Strictly would in combat.
Hey, that guy could move, man.
In combat.
Dances like a combat.
He was pretty old. He could have seen World War II.
Is he dead? Is he past? No.
I mean, he's old enough where it's safe to assume.
How old was he when he died? 77? Sorry, I couldn't remember.
All right. So, first up, just to describe the length of this chamber, it's about 120 feet across. The Zamaron Queen, as she described herself, is 60 feet away from you. She's essentially 25 feet in the air because she was already 15 feet up, and then she flew 10 feet up. She's going to move forward about 20 feet, and she's going to spew. It's as gross as it sounds. She's going to spew.
Spew in regurgitate.
Yeah, it's a cone of acid just erupts from her. So can you each make a dexterity saving throw?
Dumas very resignedly pulls down his rebreather.
Acid's a liquid.
The goggles, they do nothing.
They do nothing. So it's a 17 dex save for Rebook and an 18 for the drum.
17 for Hard 2.
A 19.
I got a 20, non-natural though, but it doesn't matter, does it?
Mm. Okay, well, you all succeeded the saving throw, which is very good.
There's too much mental arithmetic going on there.
Not a fan of this at all.
You each take 26 points of damage.
Holy shit.
What?
Bye. Fuck's sake. I'm out.
Sorry, we all take 26.
Yeah, you all succeeded and take 26 points of
Jesus,
damage.
Jesus, that's
half damage.
That's half damage.
TPK. TPK.
Oh. I don't understand.
Dumas is down.
What?
Straight away.
Well, I had 20 hit points. I've not slept in a long time. When was the last time we rested?
Ages ago.
Ages ago.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I mean, I'm nearly down, and because I only have 39 max HP.
Well, I just went from 63 to 37 hit points, so...
How do you have so much?
I'm a tough son of a bit.
I've got a D10 hit dice, and I've got +3 to my constitution.
Nice.
Naughty.
I'm on 11.
My max is 44, but I was on 20, so I'm down.
Yeah, I was on 37 and now I'm fucked.
Boom, boom.
Bow, bow.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
What are you still doing here? It's over.
So, next up, it's Ed.
Okay, so... I'm basically going to unload on this dickhead. I'm going to use an action surge to basically do my attack action twice. So I'm going to basically shoot it 4 times.
Yep.
First one. That's a crit again. Excellent.
Nice.
So that's 28 damage for that one.
Okay.
Boom, boom.
That's not as good. That's only a 10 for the second one, so I guess I missed that one.
Yeah.
Then first attack on the action surge. That one is a 17. Does that hit?
No.
Then this one is a 19. Does that hit?
That does hit.
I'm going to use another flash burst on this one. So 13 points of damage for that one. And she's got to make a DC 14 dexterity save or be blinded.
She got a 19. But you fire four times up, and you can see like this very slight figure recoils a little bit as these shots strike home. Rebook, it's now your go.
So I'm going to run over to Dumas and use Mend for 5 hit points back.
What? No, what? Oh, I was in a room full of Kanzathax.
I'm sorry, I must bring you back from your Valhalla.
Send me back. I don't want to be in this world anymore.
And as a bonus action, he's going to put his portable barrier on.
Okay. At this point, the ground around Hud and Dora starts to get very, very soft, and you start sinking into it. Can you both make a dexterity saving throw?
Okay. That is a 13 for Hud.
I got a 15.
So, Dora, you managed to, as the ground starts enveloping your legs, you managed to pull yourself out and scramble away. Hud, however, you're trying, but no matter how much you struggle, you seem to just not be able to get out, and you are mid-waist in this mud, and you are considered restrained.
It's just like that old gypsy woman said.
I had a dream it'd end this way. So, restrained is attacks against me have advantage, and my attacks have disadvantage, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Plus, you're not quite as confident at karaoke.
No, that's the repressed condition, Tom. Repressed.
Sorry, there's just so many rules. So many rules.
I'm glad that they thought of everything, though. That's what I'm really appreciative of.
Well, Bucker, it was nice knowing you guys.
So, at that point, it goes to... There's so many things to look at in this fight. The drone. Rebook drone.
So, the drone's going to go... And charge,
and that's it, and that's everything.
That's all I'm doing. Now it's going to charge towards the queen and take a slashing attack.
Okay.
For a, come on, drone. 8 to hit.
No, it flies towards her, and she just deftly sweeps about a foot to the right, and it misses. Sounds like an Xbox going down.
Eva.
Dory, it's now up to you. My cat is just literally just sprinting around downstairs at nothing.
Go, Pippa.
I choose you.
In two minds, really.
To fight or to run away?
Yeah, she runs away. Maybe not all the way. Can she run back quite far?
You are at the edge of the room. You can run around the circumference, or you can, I guess, slip through the gap that the Zamaron soldier corpse is holding the door open with.
Can I slip through that gap and still have sight of the queen?
Yes.
And how far away is she?
From where you are now, she would be about... Sorry, I'm doing maths in my head. She'd be about 40 feet away from you.
I'm going to whip round the corner of the door so I'm in cover, and then I'm going to send old Salty, who at this point hasn't been used in a while, so he's going to like shake off the dust and then come out from behind my back and then kind of give me a like, what the fuck do you want kind of look. And I'm going to say, go in there and bloody heal some people. All right. And I'm going to do a field salve on all three of the guys. Oh, yeah, rolled well. You get 6 each. Oh, wait, I can use this at rank 2. No, I can't use it at rank 2. I don't have the balls. Yeah, you all get 6.
You don't have the balls to use it at rank 2.
Well,
it's just a very dangerous maneuver.
Dora's got big balls, mate. I'm not going to lie to you. Even though she's a lady.
Okay, so Salty shoots out and, like, just hovers over the crowd of the three of you and shoots out these sort of healing mists. And it's quite refreshing, were it not for the terror of the situation you're in. Dumas, it's now your go, having dropped to the ground and been revived. You're still prone, but you are not dead.
I mean, that is a great way to look at the positive side of life.
The drone is next to the queen, so I think you get a sneak attack on it.
I think that would allow sneak attack.
Well, in that case, I'll roll over. Barely missing a beat, you know. It's as if nothing has happened.
Oh, it's very nonchalant.
Yeah.
Adamantine bullet.
Well, I've still got a phosphorus round loaded.
Yeah, you do.
Always have one in the chamber.
Exactly. Then if you need it. So I guess I'm going to roll over and fire at the Zamorin Queen.
Do that. That's fine.
And that is a diggity 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 do. That's a 24.
That will hit, surprisingly.
Huzzah. So that is a 2d8. Is it sneak attack as well?
Yes.
That's a 28 points of damage.
Ooh, that's a good amount of damage. Yeah, so you roll over, take sight, having barely taken a breath since going unconscious and being revived, and you take aim and you shoot, and it strikes clearly through. And you say it strikes through one of the limbs and just shoots it off, and you can see the sort of gout of fluid.
That's without taking into account my phosphorus round.
Okay.
Ooh.
I've got some notes here. I don't know if they're comprehensive. It says it's there's a save involved, and it's a 1d8 extra damage plus they're set on fire.
Did you get that from...
It's too specific for me to have made up, like the rebreather.
That might be the phosphorus grenade rules. Let me give me a second.
Yeah, I think that the phosphorus grenade was transferred over to the bullets when we were trying to take the airport. Spaceport.
Okay, yeah. Phosphorus. Incendiary grenade produces intense heat through explosive chemical reaction. Targets who fail their saving throw take an additional 1d8 fire damage at the end of each of their turns. To extinguish the flames, the target must spend an action and make a successful DC 10 dexterity saving throw. In addition, till the end of your next turn, any creature entering the area of effect suffers 1d6 fire damage.
Yeah, 1d8 fire damage, and it's on fire.
Does it what does it need to save?
It needs to do that on its turn. It needs to spend a full round and make a DC 10 dexterity saving throw.
Oh, so the damage is automatic?
Sorry, I read that wrong. Targets who fail their saving throw take an additional 1d8 fire damage.
Right.
But it seems like they've got to make a DC 10 dexterity saving throw. I think it's a DC 14 dexterity saving throw, and it's DC 10 to put out the fire in their round.
Yeah, that's what I have. I mean, it rolled a 14, so it doesn't take that damage.
Okie dokie.
But, you know, you dealt a fair amount of damage to it in that turn.
Yeah, I'll take that.
At this point, it goes back to the Queen's turn. It shoots an arm out towards Rebook and Dora. Can you both make a wisdom saving throw?
Do I have any kind of plus to this because I'm behind a door?
You don't. Remember your racial abilities. I don't know if either of you get advantage on Esper powers.
Yeah, I do. I was going to ask that. So it's an Esper power she's using.
It is an Esper power she's using.
I needed that. So that's a 19 for Rebook.
13.
So, Rebook, you managed to resist this. However, Dora, you are paralyzed.
No! Just a question about the damage type of the first attack. Was it, what was that? Was that poison or?
That was acid.
Acid! Okay. I'm paralyzed. Great. I mean, not great, but...
Not the best. Better things have happened.
So it's like this like weird like arm come around the door and just like slap her in the face or something?
What do you mean?
You say it was like a claw attack or something?
She just thrust out her arm, kind of like a sweeping action, and there's no visible response to it other than a sort of a slight wave that I guess would have Dumas and Hud and Rebook would have felt, but not responded to, but it kind of, as it hit you, froze you in place.
So it wasn't like a big, long Mr. Tickle arm came out and...
Yeah, just like, came around the corner.
No, it wasn't
that would have been cooler.
No, it wasn't that.
Like the star that wasn't there.
Okay, Hardis, now you'll go.
Right, so getting out of this quicksand stuff, would that be a full round action, or would that just be my move action?
It would be your action.
My action, okay. So as a bonus action, I'm going to do a second wind to get 1d10 plus my warrior level in hit points back.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't great? So that's 9 hit points back. And then I'm going to use my full round to try and get out of the hole that I find myself in.
Okay, so roll that strength saving throw.
I'm going to use my inspiration. I've got advantage. Okay, that is a 24.
Yeah, that's enough. You managed to pull yourself out of this mire as it spills out around you.
Cool.
Reboot.
So Reboot's going to... There's no kind of cover in this chamber.
Yeah, not really. There's the alcoves, there's the stalagmites, but there's no specific cover.
Okay. He's going to move around a bit so he's a distance from everyone, just in case we all get sprayed with acid again. And then Hunter's Mark with the bonus action.
Okay.
And then take a shot, which probably misses. That's a 15.
Yeah, that'll miss.
Second shot. Pew, pew. Oh, that's better. 24.
That, again, shockingly hits this creature that is flying in midair above you.
Excellent. 9 cryo damage. And the speed's reduced by 10.
Okay. Good to know. At this point, the ground between you and the Zamorin Queen erupts in these large spikes and cracks and chitinous bits that stick out of the ground, and you get the impression that that's not safe terrain to travel necessarily. Specifically, it's not safe to travel.
I hate how
it's spiky and jagged. At this point, it's your drone's turn.
And that's going to take another attack.
Okay.
With a natural 1, because that's how this world works now.
Yeah, so it swoops out a blade at the queen, and she grabs the blade by the blunt end. She manages to grab it as it's about to spin round and slash at her, and she just twists it and breaks it off.
Oof.
And drops it. And I'm going to say for the next round, at least, it cannot make another melee attack.
Boo.
Next up is Dora. You are currently paralyzed.
What can you do?
I can't do anything.
Let me check. At the end of your turn, you can make a wisdom saving throw.
Beautiful. 22.
Yeah, you managed to shake yourself loose of this overwhelming need to stay completely still, and you find yourself able to move again, but that is the end of your turn. Dumas, it's now your go.
It worked quite well last time, so I'm just going to kind of repeat what I did. If I just sort of stay still, reload, and pop another round in the queen.
Are you still, like, massive at this point?
No, I was knocked unconscious, so I lost my girth. Why are you laughing?
Well, you know, many times when I've been knocked unconscious, my girth has remained the same.
You should probably see a doctor about that.
Penis.
Also penis.
Hmm. Roll your attack, please, quickly.
Oh, sorry. Okay, here we go. That's a 23.
That's going to hit.
Yay. Is Reboot's drone still by it?
Yeah. You will still have sneak attack.
Spiffy. That's 21 points of damage.
Okay. So your bullet strikes in, and again, you can see it flutters back a little bit, and you can see the creature's not looking its best, and you just hear this voice echo through all of your skulls that just says, "You will not destroy me!" That didn't work. At this point, it's going to move back about 40 feet, flying, and tuck itself behind one of the stalagmites.
Does the drone get an opportunity attack?
It will do, yeah.
Is that with disadvantage because it's got a blade ripped off?
Yeah, you can make a melee attack, but you can fire at it, but you will have disadvantage at firing at it because the action's a 5-foot thing, so...
Oh, the first roll's a 20. And the second roll's a natural one.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Okay, Wizards of the Coast. And your online dice roller.
And then it's going to use... You know what? I've been lazy with this creature. I've been very, very lazy.
You nearly killed us instantly, John. You've not been lazy with it.
You just wandered into a fight.
We didn't. Aaron very much cut the diplomacy short.
Yeah, this is my bad, guys. I apologize.
They were just about to surrender.
So it's going to target Dumas. It's just going to jolt its arm towards you. And Dumas, you feel gravity around you shift a little bit. It's not quite what it should be. And then you sort of lift it up and hurled across the room. Can you make a constitution saving throw?
I mean, I can throw it. I don't know if I can make it, but I can throw it. It's an 8.
That's a failure. You take...
That's a lot of dice.
17 points of damage as you are just... Like, that could have been worse. You are hurled across the room and just smash into the rock face.
Okay. Does that count as an attack? Are they attacking me?
It's a forging ability.
So it's probably not an attack, is it? Okay, I'm down again.
Not specifically an attack. I don't know. Why? What were you thinking?
No, it's not. I'm down again.
Okay. You're also about 15 feet away from where you were originally. I'm going to say it sort of just threw you backwards.
Oh.
Okay. Todd, it's now your go.
Okay. Can I move so that I've got a clear angle to the queen so that the stalactite isn't in the way?
Yeah, it'd take all of your movement, but you can get to a point next to Rebook where you can make a clear line of sight.
Cool. As I'm moving, can I load my micro cannon with my adamantine rounds?
You can load it with one of them.
Okay, that's fine. So, yeah, I load up my micro cannon with one of my adamantine rounds, and I aim at the Zamoron Queen, and I say, "No one tosses the dwarf," and then I fire.
Nice.
So the adamantine bullet says here, it ignores 4 points of armor class.
Okay.
So that is a 19.
Yeah, that'll hit. And honest to God, you wanted more than 4 of these. Fuck you.
So that is 12 points damage to the first hit. And then this is just a normal one, no adamantine bullet. And that is a 22.
That will also hit.
And that one is only 6 points of damage.
And you see both of these bullets strike into the queen as she is hovering behind this stalagmite.
Cool, that's me.
Okay, next up, we've got Rebook.
Okay, Rebook's going to take another shot at the queen. 22 to hit.
That will hit.
10 points of cryo damage.
Woo!
Again, speed's reduced by 10.
Yep.
Second shot with the cryo pistol. Natural 20! Yeah, boy.
Damn.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, good work, guys.
How does that work with the crit? Do I do the normal attack, double it, and then add the hunter's mark afterwards?
No, all your dice are doubled.
Sweet. Okay.
That's why paladins in 5e are so fucking great.
27 points of cryo damage.
Oh, goddamn.
And another 10 feet reduction in speed. I don't know how that affects the flying. I hope it does.
Yeah, it's still their moving speed. You can see that she drops about 10 feet and the flight is very much just above ground level.
Sweet. And then as an offhand with a disruptor pistol, that's a 20 to hit.
That one also hit. Goddamn fucking rangers. Hunters.
9 points of necrotic damage.
Okay. Certainly looking a lot weaker. And then the space around Rebook and Hud is just suddenly filled with this swarm of insects. They're firing at bullet velocity around you, through you, it is painful.
Fucking wasps.
They've ruined our picnic for the last time.
Just stay perfectly still, man. They're not interested in you.
Can you guys both make a DC 15 constitution saving throw? Okay.
Fail for Rebook.
It's a 20 non-natural for HUD.
Right, so HUD succeeds. So Rebook takes... That's lame. 9 points of damage. Ooh. HUD takes 4. You are now in obscured terrain.
We're obscured, or...?
Yeah, you can't see through this particularly. Right. Like, you assume nothing can see through it either. Fedora, you just see this face just get filled with insects just swarming in and out. For Dumas, you just see darkness because you're unconscious. Next up, we have... the drone!
He's been so useful so far.
It's not been entirely unuseful.
Yeah, that's true. So the drone's going to fly over to Dumas and, as an action, stabilize.
Mm-hmm. Roll a medicine check.
Which he's got a +7 to. It's a 25 altogether for that.
I'm going to say that brings him up to 1 hit point. That's pretty good. Dumas, you're back up to 1.
Excellent.
Dore, it's now your go. You've successfully shaken off this paralysis, and you can do a thing, whatever you want to do.
I have. What the hell's on? This is the best lagging drink I've ever had in my life. Can I just take a little peek around the corner?
Yeah.
So I can't see anything. I just see this swarm.
You can see this swarm to your right. You can see Dumas and a drone just in front of this section of terrain that's just different than it looked before. It's rough and ragged. That's all you can see.
Like, I have no visual on the queen.
Not in particular, no.
Okay, I'm just going to use my rig and just say, salty mate, do a little bit more healy-healy. And I'm going to heal all three of them again for this time terrible, 3 HP each. And I'm going to say to them as a bonus action on the comms, if I can, get through this door, we're fucking off out of here. All right, that's an order from your captain of the Rose.
Dumas, it's now your go.
Dumas would absolutely do everything that Dora said until she said, that's an order.
Just out of stubbornness.
Like, literally, Dumas would have gone along with everything until she said, that's an order. At which point... At which point, Dumas just has this genuine, inescapable urge to do the exact fucking opposite of whatever it was and do just whatever he wants. Because he don't take orders from the likes of her. How far is Dumas from anything?
What do you mean, anything?
Literally any geographical features whatsoever.
There is about 15 foot up from you, there's one of these alcoves that...
Up, did you say?
Yeah, so you're fairly close to the wall of this space. And about 15 foot up, there is an alcove.
Okay, let's talk laterally on the actual plane that he is able to traverse.
Yeah, so on the plane you're able to traverse, about 25 feet away from you is the doorway that you came through, and about 40 to 50 feet away from you is one of the stalagmites that surrounds this central platform.
Right, so, okay, well, I'm going to, very dignified, I'm going to crawl towards the door as far as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to roll over and I'm going to shoot the queen again if I still have sneak attack there.
You don't at that point.
Oh, is no one by the queen anymore?
No.
No, the drone came down to heal you.
Oh, man. I guess that's fair.
You made a huge mistake.
In that case, I'll dash and I'll crawl to the door and just get into cover outside the door.
Okay. At the end of your turn, before your, like, literally at the end of your turn, the queen is going to throw out a wave of energy at the drone. What's the AC of the drone?
13 is very low.
Yeah, it rolled a 15. So the drone is hit by this wave of energy. Can the drone make a dexterity saving throw? Okay, so the drone takes 14 points of damage.
Oh, no!
And is pushed 10 feet away.
Okay.
Okay, and then the Zamaron's going to take its turn. The Queen's going to take her turn. Again, it reaches behind it and throws this small ball out towards Hud and Rebook. And as the ball sort of lands, it explodes into this cloud of gas that fills a 20-foot sphere. So can you both make a constitution saving throw?
Uh-oh. 10.
23 for me.
Right, Hud succeeds.
That's too many dice, John.
No.
That's far too many dice, John.
Reboot, you take 25 damage. Hud, you take 12 damage. Like, you start breathing in this toxic gas, and Rebook, you in particular, are doubled over, and you're just coughing this gas up.
Does it at least kill all the insects that were around us?
No, it does not.
What's the point of it, then?
Rebook's down!
Is Rebook down?
He's definitely down.
Okay. Hud, it's now your game.
Right. I really want to fucking shoot at this dick, but I'm going to grab Rebook, and I'm going to drag him out of the cloud of insects and gas as far as my move will allow, just towards the door.
You can get both of you out of that cloud of gas and out of the insects. They're more or less centered on the same point.
I'm guessing that'll be my full move. I'm guessing I can't shoot after that.
Yeah, that'll be your moving action. You've got a bonus action still if you want to use it for anything.
Shit. I might use it to dash. Can I just bodily pick up Rebook?
You'll be half movement, but you can move Rebook still.
Okay, yeah, I just want to get as close to the doorway as I can.
But you'll both be right in front of the door.
Okay, cool. Once I get to the door, I want to move Rebook so he's in front of me. So my back is to the Zamaron Queen. So basically, I'm the target.
Yeah, that's fine. Rebook, can you make a death saving throw?
Oh, here we go.
Don't go on that, John. Don't be that guy. Again.
It was a 4, so that's a fail.
That is a fail. At this point, the ground around you and Rebook Hud starts to go really soft again, and you feel yourself sinking in. Rebook, you instantly fail. You are restrained. Hud, can you roll I think it's a dexterity saving throw.
Good. That's a 13 for me.
Yeah, how do you feel yourself as you're sort of stood over protecting Rebook? You're trying to pull him out as he's sinking in, and you feel yourself sinking in as well, and you are both restrained.
I'm getting Jumanji vibes from this.
Can I shout anything? Or
shout Jumanji.
Never mind. The drone. It's now the drone's go.
Okay.
Tom, I don't actually know how drones work in this. Can the drone act when you're unconscious? It is a separate entity.
It's like an animal companion in 5e, and I've no idea how that equates.
I'm pretty sure that means it can act.
It's my R2-D2 to my C-3PO, because that's my...
God, why are you the worst people?
I'm like robots from Battlestar Galactica versus the gay robots from Star Wars.
I'm sorry. C-3PO is the most consistent character over all of the 9 movies. He's the best character.
You've got a point. And also, they treated him like shit in the last film, and I can't forgive him.
Although he was the best bit about the last film, which isn't saying much. So there.
We'll just say that the drone acts on its own, independently.
How far away is the Queen from the drone?
It's about 60 feet.
And its blades are still broke.
I will say that it will have recovered its ability to attack melee style.
Okay, it's gonna fly down to Rebook and try and stabilize.
Yeah, roll a medicine check.
Which is a 17.
So Rebook is now stabilized. Not conscious, but stable.
Okay.
Dora, it's now your go.
God, I don't know what to do.
Sorry, John. It's gonna fly after flying to Rebig. It's gonna fly back towards the tree, the queen, as far as its movement will allow. Like 20 feet.
Is it full movement?
Yeah, so it would have flown down to Rebook and then flown back to the Queen. So
flying to Rebook wasn't far, it was about 10 feet. So it was actually about 10 feet away from the Dammer and Queen now.
Okay.
They're literally just outside the door, right? But they're sunken into the floor in this kind of wax.
They are, like, right outside the door.
Put the dice in your mouth.
Okay, I'm going to... I'm going to turn to Dumas, and I'm going to say as a bonus action, Dumas, mate, let's just fucking drag them in. And then hopefully, as we drag them in, we can also drag this corpse in and close the door. And I'm going to hold my action to see if we can grab Rebook, who's, I think, the nearest.
To grab
and drag Rebook in. Also, I say, that's not an order. It's just a friend asking a favour.
Dumas, it's now your turn. You just received this message from Dora. The Queen is looking weak, the Queen. You have some choices. You have some important decisions to make.
I'll see if I can grab Rebook and pull him back in.
In that case, you both grab Rebook. Dumas, make a strength saving throw with... advantage.
Saving throw, check.
No, check, sorry. Saving throw would be if Rebook was doing it.
Oh, dearie me. No. No, no, no.
What'd you get?
5.
Yeah, you and Dora are just tugging at the unconscious body of Rebook.
Advantage. 5.
Oh, with advantage.
Yeah, helping you.
Oh, I didn't roll advantage, no.
Roll advantage.
Okay, I rolled 4.
you can feel the sockets of Rebook.
I rolled a 3 and a 2.
Sort of pulling out a little bit. Like you can feel that this is gonna do some damage to ligaments if Rebook survives. You're not comfortable with it. At this point, the Queen's going to... It's kind of ferocious. The Queen flies in and just swipes viciously at HUD. A lot.
Is it flying past the drone on the way?
It is going to fly past the drone. The drone will get an opportunity attack.
That is a 19.
That will hit.
I'm unconscious, so Hunter's mark's ended, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Nice. That's 9 damage.
Okay. And you can see, as it arrives, HUD, even you're aware that it is looking battered. This creature, whatever it is not going to survive a lot. But that kind of makes it more dangerous. It's taken on a very feral instinct. The first attack is a 24 to hit. The second attack, with these claws, is a 15.
That misses, and because it misses, I'm going to use my last stunt dice to do a counter... Okay, go on.
Let's do the first attack first, and then we'll do the counter strike.
Cool.
First attack. Oh, that's god-awful. You are very, very lucky. That is 7 damage with the first attack.
And then it missed with the second attack.
Missed with the second attack.
Okay, and then...
So I'll let you do counter strike now.
That lets me use my reaction to make a melee attack against the target. And on a hit, I can add the stunt die to the damage roll. So I'm going to use my forearm blade for that.
You have disadvantage.
Okay.
But go for it, because you're restrained.
Yeah, that's cool. So that is a 18 to hit.
That misses. Just scratches. You feel the blade dig into this waxy exoskeleton and then just drag out, and there's no response. At this point, she swings up her abdomen and this stinger comes through and strikes into your chest.
Mm-hmm.
That's an 18 to hit. Sorry, I was really panicked there because I thought it was a 20 and it wasn't.
No, it just hits.
OK. 10. Okay, so you take 11 piercing damage plus. +16 poison damage. So that's a total of 27 damage.
Yes, I'm down to 15 hit points.
So can you make a constitution saving throw?
Okay. Oh, natural 20.
Yeah, all right, good. Thank fuck for that. Okay, yeah, so you take that damage and you feel this grip of something that just wants you to stop, to just give up and collapse in exhaustion, but you manage to fight it off and you are still going. You are restrained, but you're still there as this weak-looking creature has just hovered over you, having dealt some fairly distinctive damage.
Okay.
So, and now it's your go.
Right. So first, I'm going to use my first attack to try and hit it with my forearm blade.
Yep.
So that's only a 13, so that misses, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then for my second attack, I want to try and grapple it.
Okay. You'll have disadvantage on that.
That's fine. So that is a 15.
They got a 23. Okay, Rebook, you are stabilized, so you don't need to make a dexterity saving throw. At this point, the insects that have been zooming around that space that you're in before occupied the space that all of you are in now. So I need everyone to make a dexterity saving throw.
How does Rebook make that while he's...
Rebook fails, and Rebook will take two... No, you're stabilized. I guess that's going to destabilize you and put you into one death saving throw failed. So you've got two left.
Okay.
It's basically, yeah, we'll treat that as one knocks you down from stabilized to destabilized, and one knocks you from no death saving throws to one failed death saving throw.
So okay. I take it I've got disadvantage because I'm restrained.
You do, yeah.
Right. So yeah. I got a 13 on that one.
I got an 11.
10.
Okay. You all failed, and you all take 6 points of damage.
Jesus Christ.
I'm down again.
No!
I'm on 9.
Next up, we've got the drone.
So the drone's going to fly in and take a slice at the queen.
Go for it.
18 to hit.
That's going to miss. It's going to glide off that waxy surface. Sending a couple of shavings out. Next up is Dora.
God. Right. She peeks out. She's got a... If this is to be our end, then I would make it such an end worthy of remembrance. And she fires a Psyblast. The queen.
Okay.
For a 19.
That will hit.
14 points of psychic damage.
Let me check. This blast hits, and you can see this creature recoil hugely and like lowers down to ground level and starts to get sort of sucked into this soft ground, but it's still going, and because you're still within these insects slashing at you and crashing into you, you take...
I run away.
Yeah, you can use your movement. I'm not going to be that cunt.
I run away to the corridor, and if this is not to be my end, then more the better. Bye!
Dumas, it's now your go, and this creature is looking weak as shit.
I mean, that's nice for it, but I think I'm going to roll a death save.
Are you unconscious?
Yeah.
Yes, no, you are. Of course you are. Roll a death saving throw.
14. Well, it's good to know that it's looking weak as shit.
Yeah, you're like, unconsciously you grin a little bit.
I don't think I do. Oh. This is the third time I've been down in this fight, so...
It's the things go again. So it's gonna just slash thrice at HUD.
God.
Twenty-seven.
That hit.
12. That was awful.
I'm down.
And no, that wasn't the damage. 27, 12, and 22 are the rolls to attack you.
So that's two hits.
Okay, that's 13.
That would bring me down. And the second one probably kill me.
No, I deal two death saving throws to you.
Okay.
You're still conscious. Well, no, you're not conscious. You're still alive. You're just very badly burnt. Had to roll a death saving throw. You had inspiration. I just want to remind you of this.
No, I used my inspiration earlier. But I got 11.
You are not dead. Oh, shit. Rebook, it's all your go.
Death save, baby. Please, not a natural one. It's not a natural one, it's a 9, though. So, that's 2 death saves. 2 seconds to death.
Now, your drones go.
Kill it. Kill it.
Kill it with a drone.
Drone's going to take a shot. That's a 19 to hit.
That will hit.
And a 6 points of damage.
Oh my god. So, at this point where... Really, the only conscious person is Dora. Dora, you've watched Hard fall, you've watched Reboot fall, you've watched Dumas fall.
3 times.
And you are... You've watched Dumas fall frequently, and you are convinced this fight is a lost cause. All you can do is flee and hope that you can figure out how to pilot the Golden Rose back home. That is the thought that is running through your head as this tiny... bead of red light just pierces through the skull of this Zamaron and it falls to the ground. It's interesting because Dumas, Rebook, and Hud, who have all started to be consumed by this soft ground, are all pushed out, but the Zamaron Queen is just pulled under and disappears, and the fight is over.
Also do a field salve on everybody immediately. My final field salve that Dora was saving for herself.
You can. Everyone else stands up immediately. You feel this pulse of health run through you. But Dumas, you feel there's a cold wave of force that hits you.
You're back unconscious.
You feel this sweat engulf you and... There's a huge amount of pressure on your temples, creating a piercing pain in your forehead as you lay facing down. As you push yourself up, the room around you is the same, but with a slight haze of light in a color you can't quite place. And hovering somewhere in the middle of purple, orange, green, and black, you notice the rest of your group isn't here. I originally wrote the rest of your friends are not here, but I'm not sure if that's accurate.
Yeah.
The rest of your group isn't here. The mess left behind by this fight, these insects and these chitinous plates and this muddy floor is not there. Something ripples ahead of you and you lift your head and you see this shape begin to appear. The form never quite settles, but you can see something there. Whatever it is, it's huge. Its head is shaped almost like the body of a squid. Pointed at the top, and you can make out mandibles near what could be considered a mouth, and there's these piercing eyes that feature very present at the front. The rest seems to fade in and out. The torso is vaguely humanoid, but its legs are sort of insect-like, and they are numerous. and there's this constant sense of writhing. There's flickers of another environment that you can see through the form, like just on the other side of it, you can see a dark space with metallic walls and a sandy floor. And you see there's other creatures there, some of them bipedal, some of them humanoid in shape. The other shapes seem unaware of you. And you hear a voice that seems to be kind of musing rather than addressing you directly. And it just says, curious. I've not felt the air in this dimension for some time. It is unpleasant. Has a strange smell to it. And then suddenly its attention shifts to you and you find yourself floating in front of this creature. It seems to have enlarged and it fills your vision almost entirely. Were it not for the fact that it is still slightly translucent, and it just says, the dwarf. I was unprepared for this meeting, but it doesn't matter. I warned your friends to stay away from all this, but I never expected them to listen. The way they twitched, though, the concerns it raised, the slight echo of fear. That was entertaining, to say the least. Such simple creatures. And it seems to look past you for a second and then says, the queen is dead then. And presumably the Zamoran are in disarray. No matter. They have served their purpose. I will arrive soon. And then, starting with your galactic core, I will rewrite the nature of your galaxy and bring myself into it and rebuild an empire lost before your species was even a single cell in state. The course has already been laid out and the machine is in motion. Still. Watching you has been something of an amusement these past few weeks. So I must thank you for that. At least. And it sort of stays there, hovering for a little bit. And then the image begins to flicker. As you look around, you can see the color that the space had taken on begins to fade in and out. And in between, as it fades, you can see Dora and Rebook and Hud sort of lying on the ground. And they seem to be looking around a little bit. Startled, and Dora and Rebook and Hud, as you waken from this field south, you see the space that you've been occupying, but Dumas is missing. And then there's the second as you see this image of this dwarf flicker in and then flicker away again, and then flicker in a little bit, and you feel these pulses of this energy that you recognize from these other visions that you've had, but Dumas flickers in and flickers out of existence, and then he's there again. And Dumas, you feel yourself, you're back in this chamber in a very physical sense, and the rest of you can see him, having noticed him vanishing and appearing in and out. The queen's lifeless body is lying still, and all of you are feeling pretty fucking hurt as you feel this adrenaline running through your systems. And that's more or less what happened.
I loot her anyway.
You look the queen.
Yeah, but we'll save that for next time.
I don't know about you guys, but I could really do with a Falx right now.
Yeah.